from the residents?
It's a, oh, it's not really a night rental. I think she wants to do nightly rental. I know she wants to do nightly rental.
It was denied by the planning commission and the board of adjustments just upheld the denial.
Last week, yes. Yep.
That doesn't speak real well for her.
It'll be a hard road to hoe.
I heard her attorney. I'm like, you better get a refund. Because that guy, he didn't give you a feel of the area. You know, I totally hear.
We're very familiar with the area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I hear some of these people coming in, you know, that, and I'm in a neighborhood too, you know, and I totally get it. If somebody came into my neighborhood and wanted to plop a single nightly rental amongst all these others. But here you have a majority. You have 400 plus that are already doing nightly rentals. And then of the 23 properties in this specific subdivision, you've got a majority that are for it.
Do you have anything in writing to back up the majority for them?
I started putting that together, and I do have some of them.
I'll certainly get all those you said before you come back to the next one.
Okay, I will do that. And then I've got these.
And she's presented a lot of information to me, but we never throw it out there in the concept.
Up front.
Sure.
All the work's done between concept and the...
Can you back that up?
Yeah.
Zoom out? Please. I only brought six.
How far?
Well, I want to see that property at the road that you're saying has been repoed and was okayed for 200.
Yeah, that rock coal.
I thought that was on the other side.
No, it's on this side because I've had to climb down in there to look at some stuff. Okay. I don't remember. It's all right here. You want me to zoom in on it?
No, that's fine. That's fine. I just thought it was on the other side.
In their listing, they're telling you that they approve, or you know, that they're for the nightly rentals.
The realtor.
Yeah, it's the realtor.
I wonder why.
Hey, Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Can you pull up in that aerial majestic circle, lots 16, 17, and 18?
Do we have a name on them?
Okay.
Thank you.
That's the owner back there on Majestic Circle. Is 332 Majestic Circle, that in parentheses is lots 16, 17, and 18?
So you're wanting to see which three lots that
correct.
One person
yes.
There you go.
Okay,
those are the three, yeah.
Information to what we
were given. Oh, okay. I see.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so what I did was I started calling and I said, you know, what do y'all think about this? Are you for it or against it? And some of them I couldn't find because they're a trust. And I, you know, tried to make my best guess and tried to call and I left a message and I didn't get a return. But of the ones that I did talk to, then I put together the map and I put together the ones that were for it, indicating the green stars, and then the ones that are not for it, and that's the red X. And that's why I spent a lot of time talking about the person with the existing home at the bottom of the hill. He is not for it, but then he also has, you know, really good buffer around his home, plus the buffer that I would put in around my home to help. And the lots are a good size. My lot is over a half acre, so it's a nice big lot. They're not right on top of each other like you see in some subdivisions. And then the blue stars I put, that's where I really don't know they're standing on it.
Is there any other questions from the board? If not, we will see you on the 11th.
All right. Well, okay. Thank you for your time.
All right. Old and new, something was said about discussing.
There we go.
If we have enough folks, and we do.
I guess everybody's looked at this little concept that I've thrown out as far as going to one meeting a month, which you'd have to decide which day. Thought it might make it a little better. I've had a few applicants in the last few weeks that really have approached me about some members that have missed the public hearing, but then they come to the vote night and they didn't really hear the fors and against, and I didn't really think about it, but then I did get to think about that if we had to, because the Board of Adjustment seems to work pretty good. They decide that night. You know, they ask all them questions and then they decide, which that's what you'd do, and then we'd have the concepts to follow that. But all we'd take out the red and insert the green into the bylaws. It'd be all official meetings shall be held either the second or third Monday, or if there's another day that fits better. The BOA is the third Wednesday of each month. With the public hearing or hearings being first held for each application with the vote to follow that public hearing. Following all public hearing requests or requests and votes, the new concepts would be presented in any regular business. And then down below, it just gives a kind of a call to meeting to order, public hearing, final vote. And this is just tracking what was in there. Final vote on each application, have its public hearing, concepts, permit, renewal, requests, review and action minutes, old and new business, and adjournment. This is kind of giving you a lineup for your agenda. And then, I know Bonita and I both have struggled with just figuring out exactly who voted how. It says within the bylaws now that you'll have a vote, either yea or nay, or abstain. But if you didn't mind and just either did a yea or nay and a show of hands, or just do a show of hands real quick, just everybody in favor, show a right hand, those opposed, and make it better for the chairman to be able to count.
I think we need the electronic ones out
there.
In front
you go.
Of us here.
Push
yay
the button. But this is all up for discussion.
Let's bring
I just
that up to the county commission.
Threw it out to you guys.
Remain anonymous.
No, unanimous.
It's actually afforded.
Anonymous.
One on one meeting. That's less.
No,
there you go.
The only thing I see a problem with this is time, and awesome. If we have a lot of projects.
You're sure gonna make some long one day meetings.
Yeah. Well, I think the key would be you would. My opinion, you'd want to limit the time
yes.
that you allow the people to speak, and they knew that going into it, so that they could organize their thoughts. Three minutes or 5 minutes.
Problem is,
I like for people to be heard. I may not like
well,
what they say
being heard, but I'm like you. Let's quit doubling up on all this,
well,
and this is all we have
that,
time.
Can we limit the amount of concepts?
No. I don't know.
No, I mean, your concepts would be pretty fast. The time-consuming and the public hearing is all this.
Rebuttal.
Yeah, the people. Mm-hmm. And you could limit it to 3 or 5 minutes. And then I've done a stopwatch for the Board of Adjustment. I've sat here and run it and just kind of let them know they've got 30
seconds
left.
Yeah.
Well, I just like to make sure people get – I know you get repetitive and you get things, but – it's their chance, and I just like for people to have their chance to say what they want to say. I think we have hard feelings, and we got hard feelings anyhow, but I mean, I think we'd have more.
Well, it would be the same number
of applicants. You're just the same. Nothing's changing.
Yeah. No. The only difference is after the public hearing, you would vote.
These people that came tonight would have been here last week, and you would have voted on them.
I'm just thinking about
so the vote part, like all
you're going to have them both. You're going to have both sides here.
You have additional concepts.
Yeah, know, but they don't speak in the concepts. Your concepts, so.
No, we're doing it all at once, right?
Right.
So we're going to speak. We're going to vote. Speak. Vote. Speak. Vote.
Yeah.
Do we have the room for all of that? So if we have 32 that come through,
then when nothing time, would change, you'd still have them through at the same time.
Yeah, you're just going to vote.
I know, I'm talking about
yeah, but
in
what
the
if
seats.
There's 300 people here is what he's saying.
Yeah, I'm talking about
the
number of seats.
Every so often we're going to see this place standing room only.
Oh, yeah.
Now we're splitting it because
well,
they
no.
show up and then they don't come back for the vote or they don't come for the concept, they're coming for the vote.
Yeah, but we wouldn't split that public hearing. Your amount of people that would come would not change.
I still think we'll have no space.
There's kind of a process there, too. If they're serious enough about their objections or they're for it,
they'll
to come
here.
Back the second night,
they'll be here.
And there's some people come up here and get up in front of that podium and they'll say what they got to say and they're out the door and you never hear of them again, never see them again.
If we start getting busier and more people, we'll have the exact same amount of people in the format we have now as if we go to this format. And you could always change, if it gets starting rolling in, we'd have to go back to the two.
But we cannot limit the amount or the number that we hear per night.
No, but you can time limit. There's a time limit in the...
How can you punish someone?
Yeah, no, you can't do that.
Well, let's say the person, too, for out of state or out of town, come back and we grow.
That's right. They come one time.
The only question I got during the public, would we listen to all the public comment on all of the concepts or what's presented and then vote on them?
No, I would recommend...
Vote on them right after we hear them again.
Yes. Yes, then they can leave. Then they're done.
And then the next one.
Yeah, I think that works better than putting them all in a wad.
Yeah, and that's how it works.
Well, you lose track.
What the hell you was talking about.
Yeah.
Lose track of what?
Yeah, I hear that.
Well, I wasn't changing the time unless you want to. I know that the Board of Adjustment changed from 7 to 6 years back, but this one's always been 6.
I can't make it any earlier.
Do they have a meeting prior to their meeting?
They, as in
Board of Adjustment. Board of Adjustment. Of course, they probably don't hear.
No.
We have a good crowd, though, sometimes.
Oh, yeah, that same crowd shows up for that one.
Up, I'm sure.
Well, if it would have been like it was last meeting, it could have got heated up pretty big.
I wasn't here for that. I missed it.
You missed it.
I missed a good one.
You missed a good one. Could have got real good.
How was that, Tim?
I like it. I don't care if I don't get paid half as much.
Well, I was only doing it for the money.
Well, yeah. You meant to talk to somebody about that.
Can I put in partial unemployment, Monita?
Have a what?
Yeah.
Oh, dinner unemployment. Buffet? I could.
9,
yep.
Oh, look at that.
Well, right after I went back on this last time, after Ron Hershen fired me, they were paying more. I don't know how much it was, and then I was on here about 3 months, and they dropped me back down to 25. So, what they thought I was worth.
So you,
maybe not that much.
What was the reasoning for that?
What's that?
What was the reasoning for the?
The state statute actually says that you'll get a certain amount of money, $5.
Yeah.
And the county commission were paying sewer board members 40.
Yeah.
So they said, well, gosh, that's not fair. We should be paying sewer board. Not realizing the state statute specifically stated how much you could be paying.
Well,
somebody caught that, and they changed it.
Well, the 25 is not fair because we come different distances. Yeah. And I mean, as far as actual parity on the whole thing, that's not right either.
No.
Now, in the water district, when I was running the water district, when I left there, we was paying $100 a meeting.
Wow.
So do we need a motion?
Oh, yeah, you'd have to make a motion. It has to have 2/3 of your 9-member board to pass. And you can make any adjustments you want to it, or I just wanted to get it thrown out there.
So, since we're in the mode of changing everything,
yep.
Would it be advantageous for us to meet 30 minutes prior to discuss and then start the meeting? So meet at 6, start at 6:30, and then go?
What are you
could.
Discuss?
I mean, it'd have to be open.
What are you going to do?
It'd have to be open.
You can.
With the public.
Yes, you can just sit here and discuss the applications.
Or two or more kind of together go through my name.
Each application and kind of discuss it before it starts.
No, that's something.
That's your Sunday school lesson.
Don't you
think I'm on the wrong page, aren't I?
I can agree to that.
But it's still, we legally, we can't, 2 or 3 of us get out here in the hall and discuss anything about the meeting.
Right.
I think
that's legally.
Yeah, but they have to be able to be sitting out.
Well, yeah, but I mean, still, we kind of had.
I mean, it's publicized that the meeting starts at 6:30. They publicize there's a meeting at 6, and it's just a meeting for men.
Yeah.
Whether or not they come in, that's just up to them.
Mm-hmm.
Or we meet somewhere else, whatever. It just has to be open door. We can't have a club.
Although we've been accused of being a bunch of good old boys and actually making up our mind ahead of time and just not seeing the light.
I don't know, some of the projects.